Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. I am actually taking a walk in Shanghai, China, along the Huangpu River. And for point of reference, I am right in front of the Mercedes-Benz Center. It says Mercedes-Benz on the other side. Now, if that doesn't give you any indication as to where I am, that's okay. I didn't know where I was until I walked up on it anyway. What I want to talk to you about today is, as I am walking, I'm listening to my favorite inspirational playlist. It's actually the one that I recommend companies use when they book me before I come on stage to get audiences excited. And it gets me excited. And I was just listening to the song Geronimo. Have you heard that? I'm trying to think of the name of the band. It begins with an S. I want to say Shepherd did it. Geronimo is all about say Geronimo, you know, the words. If you're ready to take a leap in your life, well, oops, I dropped my notebook. It's time to say Geronimo. Now, did you know that that is actually an historic reference? So often we say, oh, if you're going to jump out of something, say Geronimo, you know. And of course, I think I saw in a movie one time where a bunch of skydivers go to jump out of a plane and they all yell, Geronimo. And then finally a guy in a Native American costume comes and jumps out and screams, me. Well, as I said, that is actually an historic reference. Back in the 1800s, Geronimo, of course, tried to help keep his people free with the onslaught of colonialism here in the United States. And there was a time when Geronimo was being chased by the cavalry, and they had him pinned. He was on a cliff, and the cavalry was closing in, and they were going to kill him, and he knew that. And so Geronimo, in an act of pride and defiance, rode his horse off of a cliff. And as he was doing this, he wanted everyone to know who this proud warrior was. And so as he was falling to his death, he screamed, Geronimo! Well, ironically, he didn't die. He ended up living. He landed in a river and was able to swim out. But it seemed like an incredible feat. And of course, if it was to go back and we were to look at it, we would say, I don't see any way that this man could have survived this. And yet he did. The point I'm trying to make is that Geronimo was so proud of who and what he was, he would gladly put his name on who he was. So I want to ask you about your name. Would you gladly put your name on your life? Now think about that for a moment. Would you gladly tell the world, this is the life that Will created, or Mary created, or John created, or Omar created, or Keisha created? Would you proudly tell people that this is the life that Will Bowen has created as a father, as a husband, as a friend? Would you put your name on being the body that you are? Are you proud of your body? I'm out taking a 5-mile walk along the river right now rather than sitting in my hotel room because I want to be able to be proud of putting my name on who and what I am. So today, as you're beginning to move through your day, I want to ask you, would you gladly put your name on the end of the day? At the end of the day, would you proudly tell the world, this is who and what I am. This is what I created this day. This is what I contributed to society, to my family and my friends. And if not, make other choices. If you wouldn't gladly tell the world, this is me and I'm proud of who I am, what I've done, what I've created, what I've become, then you're not in the same league as Geronimo. And isn't it ironic that 140 years later, after this event, this is still part of our vernacular in American history, Geronimo. So today, be Geronimo. Put your name on who you are. Do whatever it is with pride. Don't just accept things. Speak up if you need to speak up. Make sure that you are proud of who and what you are. Create the best of who you are and share it with the world. And who knows, maybe 140 years from now, people will be saying your name. I'm going to get back to my walk. Enjoy today, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye.